Welcome to our program today, and thank you so much for listening to this extended edition of the God Bless America, October 2024 edition. With us today is Brother Byron Fox. Brother Fox, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Brother Dixon, I am so enjoying doing these interviews with you. You just do a superb job. And our special guest, Brother Dixon, today is Evangelist Scott Pauley. Now, Brother Pauley went into full-time evangelism in December of 2015. He's based out of Beckley, West Virginia, there in wild, wonderful West Virginia. And then prior to that, 19 years, he was on staff with Pastor Clarence Sexton. He was reared in a tremendous Christian home. His dad, Roger Pauley, a faithful preacher of the gospel. Brother Pauley, welcome to our interview today.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, wonderful. Now, you've written this article in this God Bless America magazine. And, you know, the magazine has three calls to action. The three calls to action are pray, witness, and vote. Now, your subject in your article is about witnessing. And, brother, all the listeners and Brother Pauley, we have got to evangelize our country. There's not a single city in America or town or village of any sort that is over-evangelized. Every one of them is under-evangelized. Now, I'm looking at the article right now, and second paragraph in the article, the opening statement is, the only thing that can transform a life or nation is the good news of salvation through the Lord Jesus. Now, would you just elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, you know, Brother Fox, you and I are both evangelists, and I think sometimes the misnomer is that the evangelists evangelize, that just the men who, that's their whole life, that's their work. I am just deeply convinced from Scripture that the Lord expected all of His followers to be witnesses. And that's really what evangelism is. It's not preaching sermons and even conducting big campaigns. Evangelism is one person who knows Christ sharing that good news with someone else. And, you know, the country right now is in a great need. But the greatest need is spiritual, and there are no moral or political answers to spiritual problems. And so I just have increasingly come to this conviction that you can do all of the peripheral things, but if we don't get people the gospel, then we're failing in the one thing Jesus left us here to do, and the one thing that will really change hearts and in doing so change the country.
You know, you and I have conducted a number of area-wide evangelistic efforts together right in America. And I'm thinking now of the evangelistic crusade we did in your home area, Beckley.
Yes.
And you and I were doing interviews with ABC News, CBS, all those different media outlets came and were giving interviews. And one of them said to me, said, so, sir, what are you trying to do? I said, we're trying to keep people from going to hell. And it shocked the young lady that was doing the interview. Brother Pauley, we're not trying to make America a better place to go to hell from.
No, that's exactly right.
We're actually trying to see Americans saved. So in your article, you mentioned about how corrupt Rome was. And America's pretty corrupt. Is there hope for Americans to be saved?
For sure. You know, I hear people sometimes say, oh, it's never been this bad before. And I want to say, you need to get a history book, because the martyrs would argue with that. You know, Rome in Paul's day was corroding, and eventually it imploded. That was the culture that the Apostle Paul conducted the greatest evangelistic campaigns ever in. And I just find it interesting that he did not spend all of his time and his energy simply fighting a political system or arguing ideologies. Instead, he went in preaching that men are sinners, sinners need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And the power of the gospel, like he wrote in Romans chapter 1, is really what makes the difference. So, you know, if your listeners are interested, they should do a little brief overview of Nero's life. You talk about a perverse, perverted man. There were things I couldn't even put in the article. So awful. And as bad as it is, I just want to remind all of us, that's when God delights in doing his greatest work. And historically, that's when the greatest spiritual awakenings have come. And I really believe that's because that's when God gets all the glory for it.
Oh, that's so well stated. I know Brother Dixon's going to ask you a question about the article, but let me ask a question about the ad you have in the GBA magazine. You've got a book that you're making available. Would you tell us about this book?
Sure. It's a little book. It's an easy read, and we did it in such a way where it could even be ordered in bulk. It's called The Need of Our Nation. It has an amazing picture on the front of it of George Washington kneeling in prayer. But the book is not political in nature. It's spiritual. It really is about what God's people can do when their nation is in trouble. Everywhere I'm going, and I know you hear the same thing, people are almost wringing their hands asking, what can we do? Well, Scripture tells us. And so it's a brief study of two Old Testament scriptures and two New Testament scriptures that really address what Christian citizens should do in the midst of so much corruption. And that's encouraging because Old Testament, New Testament, current day, the truth doesn't change. And God's people always have a great opportunity and responsibility. Your home state of Virginia, I know, ordered several hundred of those and gave them to every elected official. I appreciated that so much. It has the gospel in it. And at the end of the little book is a prayer that's taken directly from George Washington's journal that I think will be of interest to people. And so I hope they'll get it. Enjoyingthejourney.org is our website, and you can order them there.
You know, it may be that this audio has found its way into the hands of someone who wonders, hey, what's this all about, and what's this discussion in the magazine? And if you're one of those listeners, you can go to godandcountry.me and see the context of it, godandcountry.me. Now, Brother Paul, you mentioned a minute ago about the gospel and the importance of the gospel. It may be that we have listeners who don't understand what the gospel is. You mentioned a moment ago that men are sinners and need Jesus. Explain that for them, if you would. If someone doesn't really know what we're talking about, what is that gospel message?
That's a wonderful question. You know, the word gospel just simply means good news. And that's where I took the title for my article from, because in a world where we're just inundated with bad news right now, everywhere you look, it's time for some good news. And that's what the gospel is. It's the good news that men can have forgiveness of sin and have peace with God. The gospel message itself is very simple. It is essentially the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Now, I'm certain there are people who have heard Christ died on the cross, was buried, rose again 3 days later, and would even give mental assent to that, would say, oh, yes, I know that. I believe that's true. But the importance of any message is the application of the message.
Yes, yes.
And the application of the gospel is that not just that Jesus died, but why he died. He died in our place. He died for the sins of all mankind. That's a demonstration of the love of God to us. And not just that he rose from the dead, but why he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead to give us everlasting life. Arguably, the most well-known verse in the Bible, I think, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
I don't know anybody that wants to be separated from God in eternity. But there's only one way to be right with God now and to live with him forever, and that is through his Son, the Lord Jesus. And so our message is simple. It's the message that Paul gave in Rome. It's the message that Jesus gave the first followers, and that is we are to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll do that, then the good news becomes very personal, because salvation then becomes our own.
You used a key word just now. You used the word personal. You know, it is not God's will Brother Paulie, for you to win every American to Christ. That's not God's will. There's only one of you.
Right.
It is God's will for all of God's people to be personal soul winners. Should every reader of the magazine, every listener of this interview, should we all get engaged? And what can we do to get engaged?
You know, we are in a world right now where people have become spectators. I think media has driven some of that. Some of it is because people are overwhelmed with so much going on. What can I do to make a difference? Apathy sets in. After a while, you just kind of throw up your hands and say, well, there's nothing I can do about this. But I would say to every person listening, first, be sure you know Christ. Be sure that you have a personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus. Secondly, be a true follower of Christ. Live in such a way that it demonstrates the power of the gospel. And then third, do something to get the message of Christ to someone else. You know, you're exactly right. You can't talk to everybody. That's not even possible. But I could talk to somebody. You know, I travel all the time, as do you. But I can't go everywhere. But I'm somewhere today. And so that's the beauty of the work of the gospel. It's done everywhere by everyone who knows Christ. And if all of us, frankly, would just take seriously the opportunity to just have a conversation. You don't have to preach a sermon. It's not about giving a presentation. It's about having a conversation and just simply share what Christ has done in your life and what the Lord Jesus means to you. I think that personal testimony is the greatest way to begin to simply give the gospel to someone else.
That's wonderful. You know, I have a daily prayer list. And on my daily prayer list, currently I have 17 lost people that I'm praying for on a daily basis that maybe I or some Christian could lead them to Christ. Everyone should have a daily prayer list. And speaking about prayer, you and I, Brother Paulie, we are co-hosting a national Zoom on October 22nd on that Tuesday. You and I are doing it at noon Pacific time.
Yes.
We have two Zooms that day, and we're calling for a day of prayer and fasting. And so in this matter of soul winning, witnessing, prayer is a very important partner in that, is it not?
Without a doubt. You know, Jesus said to his disciples that there is a certain spiritual power that pushes back against the kingdom of darkness that only comes by prayer and fasting. And I love the fact that you've called for a day of fasting and prayer. It's not just skipping meals. That's not the aim. The aim is that we concentrate our prayers and we remove other distractions because we're hungry for God to do something that is not what man can do, frankly. I mean, we need a real revival of the Lord's people, and we need a turning to God among those who do not know him. And only God can do that, and that will happen when people begin to pray.
Amen. You know, we often think about fast being about, you know, skipping meals. I was in New Mexico preaching, and the church where I was did not have good internet, so I went down to the coffee shop. I'm not a coffee drinker, but they had good internet. And I sat there, and I saw two young men come in. This is Roswell, New Mexico. Two young men came in the coffee shop, and they were carrying Bibles. And I called out to them. I said, young fellows, are those Bibles? Yes. And I'm sitting there with my laptop. All my devices are on that table. I'm working. And they come in carrying printed Bibles. They came and sat down with me. I said, this is a little bizarre. I'm the one with all devices, and you've got the written word. And they said to me, sir, we've just gotten saved.
Amen.
And today we're having a social media fast. We're trying to get away from all social media, so all we can think about today is God.
That's amazing.
And then they said to me, we went to our church hoping somebody would have a Bible study with us, but we couldn't find anybody there. I said, fellas, let me get my Bible out. I said, let's study right now Mark chapter 9. And those fellas were having a social media fast. So fasting Some of our listeners could be diabetics and they can't go without their food, but they could fast something. And
that's very good.
Yeah.
And you know, Brother Fox, I take two things away from what you just said. One is that you need to start drinking coffee.
That's right.
I really believe that's something that needs to happen.
Number two.
And number two is, I love the fact that when you're just alert, God brings people across your path. And I think there's something to that. Even this connection you're talking about between prayer and gospel witnessing. My favorite book of the Bible is the book of Philippians. Well, if you look at how the ministry started in Philippi, it started at a prayer meeting. Paul went to a place where there was a group of people gathered by a river to pray. And out of that, the gospel got to Philippi, a church got started. If we would really pray, I'm talking about not even at the church house, but just every day and looking for groups of people like you're talking about, I believe it would set much in motion for the Lord's glory.
And that very same passage says, Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, attended unto those things in Acts 16.
That's a great expression, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it's again been a wonderful interview. These interviews from the different articles in the God Bless America magazine, the interviews themselves have been such a blessing. Will, any final comment you would like to give to the listeners, Brother Paulie?
Well, first, I just want to thank both you men for the opportunity to join you and to be a part of the team getting this special God Bless America magazine out. So many people are going to read on the printed page, and I trust listen even to these interviews. And I'm praying with you that God will just multiply the effort, little as much when God is in it.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes we feel so small and insignificant, and we are in the face of such a big world and so much need, but Christ is enough and the gospel is all sufficient. And I really believe if we just do what God's told us to do, he'll do what only he can do. And I hope people will trust the Lord for that and then find their place in what they can do for the gospel's sake.
Amen. Brothers, it's been a joy to fellowship with you today and talk about this. I was just so mindful while you were talking about this, about Romans 11:36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. He is the creator, the sustainer, and the sovereign. And as you said, sometimes just the little things, isn't it in Zechariah where he says, don't despise the day of small things.
Right.
We never do know what the Lord is going to do through these interviews and through the magazine. Brother Fox, Brother Paulie, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. And once again, if you got this audio, received this audio, and it's not in the context of the magazine, if you would please go to godandcountry.me. There you can find out more about this edition of God Bless America magazine.